This is World Update with Dan Damon. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is in Burma travelling to the cyclone-hit regions. Will he persuade the generals to let in more foreign help and save more people? The Dalai Lama tells the BBC the Chinese response to the earthquake is a sign the country is changing. And marrying your cousin does not pose an unacceptable risk to your children's health, according to a researcher. We'll meet here on World Update. First, the news.
BBC News with David Legg. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is travelling to the Irrawaddy Delta region of Burma to see for himself the devastation caused by Cyclone Nargis. He hopes to persuade Burma's military government to accept more foreign assistance for victims of the cyclone. New figures from the UN's Food and Agricultural Organization confirm that the era of cheap food is past. The FAO suggests the worst of the current surge in food prices may now be over, but increased demand is likely to keep prices relatively high. Shares in the parent company of American Airlines have fallen by more than 20% after it announced dramatic cuts to its fleet and timetable because of the high price of oil. Dmitry Medvedev is setting off on his first foreign tour as president, visiting Russia's two biggest Asian neighbours, Kazakhstan and China, in what's seen as a message to the West that Russia has a choice of partners. 2 days after a new president took office in Taiwan, China says both sides are making efforts to restart dialogue. A senior official said China looked forward to addressing Taiwan's concerns. Palestinian militants have launched a truck bomb attack on the main border crossing between the Gaza Strip and Israel. The bomber is believed to have been killed in the blast at the Erez terminal, but there are no other reports of casualties. Public transport workers in France are staging a nationwide strike in protest at government proposals to reform their pensions. Some flights and train services could be disrupted. Scientists in Britain are warning that a new generation of drugs designed to treat the brain for a range of conditions could be misused by people wanting to boost their mental performance. The first play, written by the former Czech president Václav Havel for nearly 20 years, has its premiere in Prague today. Called Leaving, it examines a politician trying to adjust to life after leaving office. BBC News.
Hello, you're listening to World Update from the BBC World Service in London. We're trying to make contact with our correspondent travelling with Ban Ki-moon, the UN Secretary General there in the Irrawaddy Delta, we think. We're having trouble getting through. We'll keep trying and hopefully within a few minutes we'll be in touch with Laura Trevelyan, our correspondent travelling with the UN Secretary General. First, the Dalai Lama will meet the heir to the British throne, Prince Charles, today. And tomorrow we'll spend time with Prime Minister Gordon Brown. With the Beijing Olympics drawing near and pressure on world leaders to boycott the Games opening ceremony, what does Tibet's spiritual leader hope to achieve by coming to London? He's been speaking to the BBC's Julian Marshall, who began by asking about China's earthquake. Was the authorities' handling of the disaster an encouraging sign of changing attitudes?
I think indication the People's Republic of China is changing, becoming more open, and I think leadership gradually or cautiously, you see, they want to more openness, more transparent. This is good. But the handling, the government and media, the earthquake, I think quite sort of transparent. It is wonderful. It is an encouraging sign.
You're continuing to rule out independence for Tibet, separation for Tibet, but you are calling for what you describe as cultural autonomy. Now, what exactly do you mean by that?
Very rich Buddhist tradition. Preservation of Tibetan Buddhist culture as well as Buddhist tradition is not only interest for 6 million Tibetan people, but several millions of people in that part of the world.
It sounds very innocuous what you're asking for. Why do you think the Chinese remain so suspicious of you? They describe you as a wolf in monk's clothing.
During Cultural Revolution, some Chinese officials made some kind of pledge within 15 years, Tibetan language elimination. So accordingly, you see, they carried out systematic sort of policy in the monasteries or nunnery, and also a lot of restrictions in school about religion, and you see, banning my picture or denounced me or because of their fear. So that's, I think, due to narrow-mindedness, in Chinese community, among the Chinese brothers and sisters, many of them traditionally Buddhist. Nowadays, a number of people who taking interest about religion, Christianity, as well as Buddhism, now increasing in China proper. So therefore, no danger. Instead, I think if give proper sort of freedom, then I think it will immense help to develop unity and stability and harmony, which President Hu Jintao very much emphasizes building harmonious society.
What are you looking for from Western leaders? Would you like them to boycott the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games?
Basically, I always support the Olympic Games right from the beginning, even today. And when you see the Olympics, they carry it in Paris and London, you see some unfortunate things happen. After that, I actually appeal to the tibetan community in San Francisco.